Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur, your sales and profit evangelist. How are you? We're going to talk about a subject that's near and dear to my heart. I've been doing business since, the 1980s. Actually, let me give you the website. It's www.bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's www.bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. If you want to give us a call, you can call 646-716-7099. That's 646-716-7099. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for listening in. I want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. And most people think they have a business, and sometimes they don't think they really have a business, but they think they're in business. But the point I want to make here is I used to think way, way, way back, you remember, back in the 1990s, where people were in business. I would say, you know, when you're in business, there's two sides of a business. There's your expertise and then the business side of the business. So, you know, if you're doing hair, you're a barber, you've got a store, it's, you know, when somebody wants to go in business for themselves, they do what they were doing before and say, hey, I can make more money. I'm going to go out on my own. Okay, that's all well and good. So what does a barber or a store, somebody works in a store, what do? They open up a store. So there's two sides of a business. The expertise side, and then there is the business side of the business. I was wrong. Actually, what's important is not only your expertise and the business side of the business, but there's actually three parts of a business that you need to be aware of. And that is, number one and foremost, it's not about your expertise. You can be the best barber, the best hair salon in the world. You can make the best cookie, have the best store. But if somebody doesn't know who you are, if you can't make that sale, you have no business. So I was wrong. The most important thing in a business is sales. Sales, sales, sales. And we're going to have Mitch Free come with us from MFG. He's going to be with us in a couple minutes. I'm going to bring him on. But the point I want to make here is you've got to have sales. If you don't have sales, you don't have a business. Look at creating your unique sales system. You've got to have it. If you say, I'm not good at sales, get good at sales because that is your breadline. That's how you make money. Whether you're in a good economy, bad economy, you won't have a business unless you increase your sales and get sales. So first and foremost, you've got to have sales. You are responsible for building your sales team, your sales force. The buck stops with you. Build your sales. If you don't have sales, you don't have a business. Second, if you don't run your business profitably, then guess what? You won't be in business for very long. You have to run your business in a profitable manner. You can check out the podcast at Better Sales and Profits Now. Look for podcasts, and you'll be able to. There's a bunch of shows I did on profitability, and we'll get back. So check those out. So first and foremost, got to increase your sales. Second, profitability is key. last, and last is your expertise. So if you said, hey, I asked you the question, are you, what business are you in? And say, hey, I do hair. I have a store. I'm a consultant. Wrong. You're in sales. And the sooner you realize that, the better off you'll be.